AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's agency devoted to economic growth is not meeting its goals of job creation in the state. That's according to a recent report by the Legislative Audit Bureau reviewing the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The report found that the WEDC needs to improve the way the agency administers several programs. The LAB provided 26 recommendations to improve the WEDC. Emails uncovered this week reveal tensions between factions on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Terry Bell has more.
Investigative reporters at Wisconsin Watch broke the story. Matt DeFore tells the Todd Aubaugh Show that the new liberal majority wants to make changes quickly, while the conservative minority wants to slow things down.
We are just trying to push them to tell us what they're doing, which is what these emails show, and then to get them to say why they're doing it.
Jack Kelly says most of the disagreement is over rules and procedures, but may also be revealing about the stakes of upcoming cases.
Who's right and who's wrong? I think it depends who you ask, but I think that the emails that we uncovered show that there is great urgency on both sides.
An open records request by Wisconsin Watch made the emails public. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Lawyers representing Wisconsin voters who are suing to challenge Wisconsin's legislative maps filed a response to Republican lawmakers on Tuesday. The filing argues that calls for Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself are without merit. The lawyers state Protasiewicz's comments during the campaign were within the Wisconsin Code of Judicial Conduct. They also refer to conservative justices who have not recused themselves after receiving election contributions from Republican groups. Misinformation is expected to still be a problem in next year's presidential election. A new study looks at the risks here in Wisconsin. Mike Moen explains.
Brian Hinkle is a researcher with the Movement Advancement Project who authored the analysis. He says states are encouraged to put measures in place to thwart future attempts because he feels election denialism is pushing democracy to the brink of chaos.
157 million voters currently live in states that are at least moderate risk of election denial, jeopardizing future elections.
With Wisconsin having a divided government, enacting safeguards doesn't appear likely. But Hinkle says local administrators can do their part by being as transparent as possible to quell any distrust. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
Republican lawmakers introduced a proposal yesterday aimed at addressing child care in Wisconsin. The legislation would allow child care providers to increase their class sizes and allow families to deduct child care costs on their state taxes. Democratic lawmakers called the proposal insufficient to address the child care crisis the state faces. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A Rothschild man was arrested earlier this month for the third time in a three-month span on suspicion of drunken driving with kids in the car. Here's Brittany Merlot.
37-year-old Mark B. Combs was due in court on August 22nd and failed to appear. He was released on a signature bond and faces charges of an OWI with a passenger under the age of 16. He also has three counts of bail jumping. A warrant has been issued for his arrest.
The Biden-Harris administration invests $266 million in loans and grants to agriculture producers and rural small businesses. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will help rural business owners and farmers and ranchers lower energy costs, generate new income, and expand operations. This funding is coming in part because of President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. The loans and grants will be awarded through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, with applications accepted through September of next year. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Cubs beat the Brewers. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs tied 2-2. Bottom of the eighth at Wrigley Field. Cubs with men on first and third. Cody Bellinger at the plate. And the ball takes a funny bounce off the right ankle of Brewers pitcher Yoel Piams.
Ground ball off the foot of Piams. Monasterio to first, not in time. The Cubs take the lead. Boy, unlucky for the Brewers.
Bally Sports Wisconsin. The Cubs went on to win 3-2 to take the series 2-3. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
I think margins are small throughout the baseball season. And, you know, there's little stuff that happened, especially, you know, in the last five outs of the game, certainly, that went their way. But That's the way it goes.
Brandon Woodruff pitched six innings, only giving up two runs on two hits. Asked about some of those controversial ball and strike calls by the umpire.
That's one of the things when you're pitching that you try to work with the umpires a little bit. Just try to keep pitching to those spots, and hopefully eventually the umpires will start giving you calls. And you know what, later on in the game, I kind of was hitting some of those spots at the bottom of the zone, was able to get them.
NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst would neither confirm nor deny that Green Bay showed interest in trading for the Colts and former Badgers running back Jonathan Taylor. Gutekunst asked why he cut veteran punter Pat O'Donnell in favor of the rookie Daniel Whelan.
Yeah, tough decision, but obviously Daniel, I mean, he came in and earned it. You know, I think both him and Pat had great, great camps. Pat's a true pro and has a lot of experience, and obviously handled the things the right way. And I think Daniel learned a lot from him in his time here.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a walkthrough before they open the season this Saturday against Buffalo. Kickoff at Camp Randall at 2:30. First-year head coach Luke Fickle
kind of said this morning, it's almost like, you know, Christmas morning. You're preparing for a lot of things. There's a lot of anxieties. Not saying we're trying to push the whole week by, but just to feel the buzz.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good. We're certainly going to. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our great friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. How you doing, sir?
Pretty well. How about you guys there?
Doing good here. Doing good. I wanted to give time for Melissa to answer. She wanted.
Yeah, the sun is shining. It's beautiful.
It's a nice day out. It's a beautiful day. What does Mother Nature got in store for us, Paul?
Yeah, no tricks up her sleeve today.
Nice.
Beautiful start, beautiful finish, and with all that sunshine, we'll continue with upper 70s for highs. Winds out of the southeast to south, about 5 to 10. Still sitting underneath the high-pressure system tonight with a clear sky, 51 light winds out of the southeast, and then on the way to the mid-80s on Friday with sunny skies, south winds 10 to 15. 63 Friday night, starting to heat up for the weekend. Doesn't take long for 90s to head back in our area. Low 90s Saturday, mix of clouds and sun, southwest winds to about 10 to 20. And then for Saturday night, 67, still hot and rather humid Sunday and Monday. Highs from the upper 90s on Sunday with sunshine, southwest winds to about 10 to 20. And then 68 Sunday night, 96 on Monday, still more sunshine and mid-90s Tuesday. Looks like we'll still see a shower storm chance coming in Tuesday night, Wednesday with a cool front coming in midweek with highs to about 83 Wednesday. But definitely the heat is on here for our Liberty
Valley. Yeah. Oh, man. Good reference, Paul. Nicely done. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow, sir. You have a great day.
All right. You guys too.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Best in the business right there. Our friend Paul Trombley, the Weather Eye Weather Center. It is Friday Eve. Friday Eve, everyone out there. Hope you're having a good one. Thanks for joining Melissa and I. We got a bunch of fun things to get to this hour. We got coming up the percentage of us consuming beef in the country. That's a pretty big number.
I would think so.
It's an interesting article. It's how much of us are eating half of all the beef consumed in the U.S.?
Yeah,
it's an interesting thing.
Okay,
we've got if you were asked to make a birthday cake for somebody you didn't like, we're going to put the end to a beer myth. We've got that coming up as well. And then in this 8 o'clock hour, of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. In the 9 o'clock hour, we kick things off on Thursday with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear what she brings this week.
Executive Director Madison Rafter will join us. Looking forward to talking with her and whatever furry friend we have, or non-furry friend, as Melissa and I have found out.
Sometime. That's true. Yeah. Hairless rats were very interesting.
It did happen. After we're done hanging out with Madison, we are going to get into the weirdest baby names last year.
Oh, good.
We've got that one coming up. We've got some That Ain't Right stories and some local good stories of the day all in store for you. Want to get to all of this. And, of course, between now and 10 o'clock, you're going to have an opportunity to win a shirt.
Yeah.
Got that going on. And, Mel, I got to enter my name for the dog park today.
Yes, you do. We're running out of time.
In fact.
Noon tomorrow is the deadline.
Yeah. So we're going to have to do that sometime in the show. We're going to have to fit that in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But let's kick off with talking a little Labor Day, getting people ready for Labor Day.
Okay. Yeah, it's going
to
be here.
First off, programming note, we will not be here on Labor Day, and that is a reminder to you and me that is so I don't show up here at 6 in the morning wondering, why isn't Seth and Melissa here?
Why is nobody here?
Oh, that's right. They're sane. it's also a reminder, too, that, you know, to enjoy yourselves. Have a good weekend, everybody. Stretch, enjoy, have fun.
Take it easy with the heat, though. Lots of water, lots of shade.
Whatever you have, wherever you are in life, whether you have kids, don't have kids, you work, you're retired, whatever it might be, this weekend is kind of the last weekend before it's go time. You know, whatever you got going on in life, there's plenty of things and plans coming up as we get ready for fall. And, of course, the holiday season that kicks off earlier and earlier every year. So enjoy the weekend. Have fun.
Yeah.
And
take advantage of it.
And if you're making burgers, we're going to help you. Labor Day tip, how making burgers is what we're focusing on with this.
Okay.
So if you're having trouble, if you're having burgers this Labor Day weekend, try eating yours upside down.
Upside down.
Yeah. Here are three main benefits. The crown or top bun is thicker and sturdier. So it's less likely to droop and let stuff fall out, especially true with greasy burgers, because the bottom bun can already be soggy. There is
nothing worse than a soggy bottom bun.
There are few things in this world I hate more, and I use the word hate, than a soggy bottom bun. I can't handle it. Don't like it. I like the idea of that. That's cool. All right.
I usually end up doing that about halfway through a burger.
Yeah, you know, I think I do too, and I don't even think about it.
But when you set it down on the plate, pretty soon you're setting it down on the top bun.
There's a point even right there, Melissa. When I'm setting it down, I'm not setting it down on the bottom. I'm always setting, because I'm holding it in my hand. I'm doing it right now in motion, and I set it right down. Yeah. Huh.
Well, and the top bun is usually kind of rounded, so it's easier to get your fingers under the edge to pick it back up again.
In my defense, it's a burger. I'm focused on the burger. I'm focused on enjoying that wonderful meat.
And you probably don't set it down that much.
No, I don't. No. I had learned this the other day. My dad made burgers, and he has a Cal Ripken streak of making burgers since I was a kid, of never making a bad one. And I'm eating it, and I realize, all right, I'm over halfway through, and I haven't even tasted it. I'm just inhaling this burger. I'm trying to do that more, like take my time my food, so I have to set it down.
To eat mindfully.
Yes. But I literally have to set it down. I can't keep it in my hand, otherwise I'll just keep eating.
Well, and they do recommend that, you know, set your fork down when you're eating so that you take your time to chew and enjoy your food.
I've never heard that, but that makes perfect sense. Yeah, that's a good tip. It exposes your taste buds to more flavors. Flipping it over means the burger's on top and everything else is underneath. So you'll taste the condiments and toppings more. There's a subtle, more but noticeable difference when you do this.
Interesting.
And it's easier to pick a burger up when you eat it upside down. Put it on your plate like normal. It should only be upside down when it's in your hands. If you're eating it right side up, you have to slide your thumbs under it. But for an erogenous standpoint, it's actually easier to slide your fingers under there with your thumb on top and then flip it 180. I think you do this, or a lot of people probably already do this, without thinking about
without it. Without even thinking about it, yeah.
It feels like one of those things that if you start thinking about it, you're going to mess it up. You're going to you dropped your burger.
Or things dropped out of your burger.
Yes, which is just as bad. It's
disappointing.
Somebody please,
especially if they land in your lap.
These condiments, this lettuce, these onions, they gave everything for us to be able to devour and eat them. Let's not insult their legacy by letting them fall to the plate or the ground. Do right by your condiments and your meat and your burgers. Finish the whole thing. It's important.
Yes.
It's important. We take stands around here at WFHR. We're standing up for burgers.
We're you know, burger rights.
If we can't have fun with this stuff nowadays, we're all going to go insane. If we can't have a laugh, one of the first phrases I remember hearing of quotes that I really liked. It's an old a Latin quote, actually. Laugh now, cry later. It's a big part of where the drama masks come from. That's a really where a big part of their
comedy
origin
and tragedy.
Story. Yeah, it's a big part of their origin story. I think a lot of life going forward is a little bit of that, where we have to find the funny in things that aren't necessarily always funny in order to just find the sanity in life at times.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're already
there's
insane
too much
a little
to,
bit.
Yeah, there's too much to be sad and cry about. So try to find the silver lining.
Go ahead and think in your life, do you know a sane person? you know people who are more sane than others, but we're all a little crazy. We're all a little bit.
That's what makes us fun.
That's what makes life interesting, yes. we will take a break, and we got more interesting radio coming up for you as we'll get into Misty's mid-year birthday and anniversary club and plenty more. It is Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins. From the indulgence of Snickers to the richness of Dove chocolate, we handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Clear skies today with highs around 79. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 53 tonight. Highs level off around 85. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Dry with temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 90s to the upper 90s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been.
Oh, Seth.
This is some inventive writing here.
It's good. I think it's They Might Be Giants. I think. He's going to scream at me if it's not. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is some celebrating. We encourage you to do the same. Is celebrate with our good friends at Misty's Menu. They're open right now until 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And speaking of Seth, let them know it's your birthday. And what do they get, Melissa?
They get pie.
Yes, a free slice of one of Brian's pies. The toughest decision you will make today is what flavor to get.
Right, because they always have multiples.
Yeah,
it's not like there's
ones.
Just, today is blueberry pie. No, there's blueberry. There's what, chocolate, pecan. What was the one Seth had?
It
sounded so good.
It was like a cookie one, it sounded like. I need it now. I need to have it now, whatever it was. Now that you reminded me of it, now I'm realizing I've been living my life without it. Yes, I need it.
Yep.
That sounded great. Brian, they don't have nothing but good stuff over there at Misty's. Treat yourself. Get on over there today. And we appreciate our friends at Misty's. Get us more birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. You can call up 424-2600. We usually do this to around 8:30-ish, around there.
Yeah.
As long as you can call up before Melissa's news with that birthday and anniversary, that'd be great. Let's dive in. And Melissa, we've got two qualifiers. I need a one or a two from you.
Let's go with two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So first up, we want to wish a good friend of ours, Chuck Brody. Happy birthday, Chuck.
Hey, happy birthday, Chuck.
Chuck is over there at One Rose Greenhouse, and we appreciate our friends at One Rose. Advertised with us many times, and of course I've been over there, and I like most of our listeners have purchased things over there many times.
It's a wonderful greenhouse.
I was trying to get something for my mother on Mother's Day, and I usually have that stuff planned out, but like 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was, things got away from me, didn't have anything. I ordered something for her and it didn't arrive in time.
So the worst. I
went over to One Rose, and I'm panicking, and I was kind of like, I want to get my mother flowers, but I don't want to get her roses because that feels weird. That's what my dad gets her, like, you know. and they were so helpful. They could not have been more
calmed
helpful.
You down.
First things first, they calmed me down, yes. They sat me down. They gave me some water. They couldn't have been better over there. Great friends.
Put your head between your knees. Deep breaths.
Gave me a paper bag. Yes. great people over there at One Rose. Appreciate them. And Chuck, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
And a happy birthday birthday to our qualifier, Pam Berndt.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Pam's last name, B-E-R-N-D-T, Berndt.
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 Yeah, probably Berndt.
I thought so. Okay. Yeah. We could definitely say the name Pam around here.
For sure. Great name.
Yes. My mom, the heart of our station here, WFHR, Pam Hilke. Yeah. We love that name around here. So, Pam, you're our qualifier. Congratulations, and we hope you enjoy your day.
Have a wonderful birthday, and get over to Misty's for pie.
Everybody's celebrating out there. Encourage you to celebrate right into the weekend. It's Thursday. Mm-hmm. It might as well be Friday. Go right ahead and celebrate all of
it. It's Labor Day weekend. It's going to be a long one. Enjoy it.
Melissa, I've seen two pink cars this morning through the roundabout. Yeah, is it just me, or is there a lot more pink cars out there nowadays? I don't know.
I haven't seen one recently.
Weird. Okay. Well, it's weird. It just threw me off. Just squirrel, squirrel.
Pink car.
Pink car.
Now you're going to see them everywhere.
Yeah, probably. Let's dive into our celebrity birthdays. And first up on the list, one of my favorite athletes of all time, Mr. Larry Fitzgerald, is 40 today.
Ooh.
Larry Fitzgerald, former wide receiver of the Arizona Cardinals, I believe a future Hall of Famer. Amazing athlete. I believe he's second or third all-time in receptions, way up there. The Super Bowl that he was in, he changed the Super Bowl in the second half, and I really thought Arizona was going to win single-handedly just because of him. You don't see players in his position be able to take over a game like he did, but he truly did. But the whole reason, a great athlete, but when he was at Pittsburgh, he had his hair growing out. And an interviewer asked him about his hair. And, you know, dreadlocks are pretty popular in sports, especially in football. So didn't expect too much of an answer. But Larry lost his mom at a young age, and she loved his hair. So you will always see Larry Fitzgerald with dreadlocks. He grows them out. He has them because his mom loved him. And as somebody who probably would have long hair for a very similar reason, I could relate, and I love that. I think that's really cool. lost his mom to cancer. And he believes that when he gets to talk about this, when people bring it up, he can bring up cancer awareness and that sort of thing. So it all ties together.
It's a good tribute to his mom.
Yeah, and great talker, too. He's an analyst on ESPN now.
Ooh.
Chris Tucker is 52. Do you not understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Chris Tucker's hilarious.
He is.
He's got some other lines that I cannot say on the air, but whether it is Friday or the Rush Hour movies, he's made a bit of a, not comeback. He didn't go away because he was forced to. He went away. He wanted to kind of go away for a little while there. Focus on stand-up, focus on his family. He's kind of been back in the public eye, been back doing movies again for a couple of years. Hilarious.
Yes. I love his character in The Fifth Element, Ruby Rod.
It's one of the sneaky best parts of that movie. Gary Oldman, the other best part. I love Bruce Willis. I love Mila Jovovich. I like both of them. But Gary Oldman is a bad guy. He's always going to steal the show. And Tricky did a good job in there. That's his underling. He's actually a big musician in trip-hop and everything. Chris Tucker, he just steals the show on so many scenes. His hair alone does.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I completely forgot about his performance. That's a great
reference. Movie I absolutely adore. So I bring it up every time I get a chance.
I one year tried to go as Bruce Willis from The Fifth Element. I was missing a couple of key things, so I couldn't do it. But I had a couple of other key things that were great. I was going to do it. I just never was able to. Debbie Gibson is 53 today. Lost in Your Eyes, Shake Your Love, Only in My Dreams. She was also in Mega Shark vs. Giant Octopus.
Worth mentioning.
Definitely. Thespian work in that movie, by the way. Debbie Gibson, one of the voices of the 80s, I would think.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, made her, had a, quite a run there. Edwin Moses is 68. Olympic
Edwin
gold,
Moses.
Yeah, Olympic track god in the hurdles. From 77 to 87, he won 122 races in a row.
Wow.
Big track and field family I come from, and so Edwin Moses is one of those guys that you're going to know his name. You know, he may not be a household name, but I think if you like the Olympics, if you like track and field.
Pay attention to track and field.
I believe you can still see some of his work, too, online if you look it up.
Oh, yeah. It's on YouTube.
Yeah. Quite an athlete. Quite an athlete. Like, quite a looker, too. Like, speaking of good lookers, Richard Gere is 74 today.
Ooh.
That's just segued right up for me right there. An Officer and a Gentleman, American Gigolo, Pretty Woman. Richard Gere has had a nice career. And, mm-hmm. and I think for a long time, he wasn't really looked at as an actor's actor, just a pretty boy actor. Watch him in Chicago. Watch him in Chicago. Watch him in Primal Fear. Maybe even a better example. But I think Chicago is probably the most the best overall example that most people have seen. The man can act. The man can act. I'm not putting him up there with the upper echelon of greatest actors of all time or anything like that. He doesn't have to be. He's a far better than average actor and has had a very solid, nice career.
Very solid career. Yep. I had a huge crush on him when I was a teenager. First Night.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for all sure.
Because it has him and Sean Connery, my two favorites.
I could see that. I could see that. Yeah. and Van Morrison is 78 today. Genius.
Wow.
Musical genius. Wild Night, Brown Eyed Girl. I love his version of Gloria. It's one of my favorites. That song's been covered a lot, but that's probably my favorite version.
Oh, I didn't know he was from Northern Ireland.
Mm, yeah, yeah. I own this all the time. When I was a little kid, my dad loved Van Morrison because my mom loved Van Morrison. So he liked, you know, you could tell if my dad messed up, he'd play some music that my mom liked.
And Smart man.
As a little kid, I swear to you, I thought, I'm not sure if it was Brown Eyed Girl or Wild Night, but one of them I thought was the Rolling Stones. I thought for some reason Van Morrison and Mick Jagger sounded a little alike in that particular song, not overall, but in that particular song. Yeah, I just always thought that was kind of funny because they seem very different. Like as an adult, I could tell the difference clearly, you know?
But as a kid, sometimes that stuff, you don't differentiate when you're just listening.
Yeah. The great James Corbin, born in this day in 1928, passed away in 2002. A lot of kids may know him as Henry, the CEO in Monsters, Inc., the voice and everything, or Mr. Crisp in Sister Act 2. But to many of us, he will always be Pat Garrity from the 73 classic Pat Garrity and Billy the Kid with Kris Kristofferson and Bob Dylan. That's the movie that Dylan made Knocking on Heaven's Door from. As a child of Westerns, James Corbin is one of those guys I grew up seeing so much. And one of my favorite like characters in history is Billy the Kid. So that movie, yeah, it's a good one.
Hmm.
A lot of great movies from James Corbin. A lot of great Westerns. Really made a lot of his movies and made his mark in the Western genre. And the great Buddy Hackett, born in this day in 1924, passed away in 2003. Old school comedy legend. He did the voice of Scuttle in the Little Mermaid movies.
Aww.
He named Herbie in The Love Bug. Yeah, that was another thing he did.
Yeah, he was. I enjoyed him in the Love Bug movies. We watched those quite a bit as a kid.
He was great in those movies. He was really good in those. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Chuck Brody, a friend over at One Rose Greenhouse.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
And a very happy birthday to Pam Burt.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Enjoy your day, both of you. Have fun and enjoy and celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thanking for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for Melissa's News right here on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A 64-year-old Wood County man is sentenced to 10 life sentences for sex crimes involving children. Brian T. McDowell from the village of Hewitt was arrested on May 25th after a search warrant revealed he was continuing his heinous behavior and victimizing children in our community. McDowell had been convicted in 1992 of first-degree sexual assault of a child and served a prison sentence. He was placed on the Wisconsin DOC Sex Offender Registry for life. Before this arrest, the Wood County Sheriff's Department, Wisconsin DOJ Division of Criminal Investigation, and the State of Maine Police Department invested hundreds of man-hours into the investigation. McDowell will now spend the rest of his life behind bars without the chance of release and never have the opportunity to victimize another child. Transportation safety was the topic of conversation this week at the Governor's Conference on Highway Safety in Wisconsin Dells. This gathering of traffic safety professionals and advocates have the goal of preventing crashes and injuries on Wisconsin roads. They are also working to reverse the trends of dangerous driving behaviors. Almost 3,000 people are injured by a reckless driver every year, and more than 10,000 crashes involve distracted driving annually in Wisconsin. Impaired driving is involved in about a third of all traffic deaths. Law enforcement and community partnerships are working to increase safety on our roads. Drivers are part of the solution to end dangerous driving behaviors and prevent crashes. Aspirus Heart Care is offering free PAD screening during the month of September. Peripheral artery disease is an often unknown cardiovascular condition that can affect 1 in 20 people over the age of 50. PAD is caused by plaque buildup in blood vessels and arteries that reduces blood flow to the legs and feet. To find out if you qualify for a free screening, call 800-847-4707. Testing is non-invasive, pain-free, and only takes about 15 minutes. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlight, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlight will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.org/nightlight. That's joyengine.org/nightlight.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies today with highs around 79. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 53 tonight. Highs level off around 85. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Dry with temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 90s to the upper 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here. Gonna get into some fun stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
This is David Bowie and Queen play us into the break, into the segment. Let's go ahead and start the segment off with a phone call. Good morning, you're on the show.
Yeah, you were talking about hamburgers earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The best place in town, well, it's actually just a little bit out of town, is a golf course just south of town there. Mm-hmm. On Saturday night, they have $4 burgers.
Ooh.
With chips.
Nice.
I used to get mine with sauteed onions and mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
But it was $6.
Nice.
Better than any Whopper and fries you can buy.
Buy local, support local.
Yep. Hey, we appreciate the heads up. That's I am on the hunt for good burgers, so I will definitely try that.
Do you eat it upside down?
Mm.
I think maybe I do. Yeah, I'm not sure. I picked it up and ate it, so it must be upside down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Salted onions and mushrooms on it, so it's a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, now you got some homework, sir. Now you got to go have one and report back to us if you flip it upside down or not.
I'll be there on Saturday. Get it.
Right.
Okay, let us know if it tastes different.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
All right.
Yeah, have a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Hey, please call up and let us know great burger places.
Yeah.
You're playing right into my hands, people. That's the only reason I do this show is great food recommendations.
Yeah, he's got to find out where to get his bacon double cheeseburgers.
I've been hunting this for my whole life, basically, has been hunting down the perfect bacon double cheeseburger. I'm looking.
Well, and our caller's got it right. Onions and mushrooms, James. Mm, so good on a burger.
To each their own. we are also looking for some creative feedback. We have been for the month of August, as us, along with the city of Wisconsin Rapids, have been seeking a new name for their dog park. You can still enter your name. You have until tomorrow at noon. God, that's weird. Tomorrow, September 1st, Melissa.
I know. It's so kind of crazy.
Go to wirapids.org/dogpark, and you can enter it there. Otherwise, you can go to the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, Southwood County Maine Society, McMillan Memorial Library, or Bow Wow Meow. Visit any of those and enter your name. We've had some great names brought to us, Melissa. Big shout out to everybody that has played along.
Thank you for contributing.
I really do appreciate all of you for doing this. This is a part of what we love doing this show and doing things like this for. recently, had a friend of mine send over one, and she had a great one. I'm making sure we enter this one. The Barkabout.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Barkabout.
The Barkabout.
It's a really good one. It rolls right
that's
off
cute.
The tongue. It's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, it's a nice little pun on. The park and dog.
She's really creative. She came up with a good one right there. and we got Plays Paws Park from Beth Habhager.
Mm-hmm.
Play Paws Park. I like that. Dogs, Play Dogs, Dogs from Al W. out in Nakusa.
That's good.
You want to tell everybody yours, Melissa?
Well, Poop, Scoop, and Run.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Did you literally enter that one? Because I'm going to if you didn't.
I didn't, okay. So you'll have to do it for me.
I definitely will. Poochie Park from Seth. I like that one. I like that one. It's simple. We had from our caller up in St. Paul, Woof Woof Walkway.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Mm-hmm. And it's official. I had three names that I was trying to debate between. I could not decide which one to use. I had Dog City, the Dog Days Park. I like that one a little bit. But we're going to go with Walks and Wags Park.
Yeah.
You got
so much listener feedback on that one. You have to go with it.
I was actually told yesterday by a listener that I have to enter that one. that even if another
it's a
one
requirement.
Won, yeah, I actually was a little like taken back by it. Like it was very direct. It was very like you have to enter this one. I was like, all right, fine.
You've been told.
Yeah. So I am at the wirapids.org/dogpark. I'm at the website. I just click on, if you're not signed into Google already, you just click on the link there and it sends you right there. And it's submit a name to suggestions for the dog park. And it asks me my first name. It asks me my email address. Then do you consent to the city of Wisconsin Rapids using your full name and media? And I do because I'm already in media. So spoiler alert, doesn't matter.
Why not?
But just something important to note. If you do have the option to click no if you don't want to. So you can still submit a name and you don't even have to worry about your privacy or anything like that, if that matters. And I am typing in Walks and Wags Park. I misspelled Wags. I have to read.
Spell it correctly, James.
Walks and Wags Park. What is that? Walks and Wags Park. And I hit submit. And done. Done.
Boom.
All done.
Well, that was easy.
Took me
now. And I think you can submit as many names as you want, too.
Yeah, I
so
see here. Submit another name.
Yep. There you go.
So I'm going to go ahead and leave that up so that during the break I can enter Melissa's and Seth's.
Woohoo!
I'm going to go ahead and put those in.
Thanks for doing that.
No problem. And thank you to everybody out there that submitted names and had fun with this one. Shout out to the city of Wisconsin Rapids for doing this and Mayor Blazer and his team over there. I think this
it'll be fun to see. Yeah, it'll be fun to see the next segment component to this because next everybody's going to get to vote on, like, the final names that make the top of the list.
I'm hoping Walks and Wags makes it to the top five. I'm just hoping that it gets nice. In the running. I just hope it gets in the running. I think it'll be fun. We were talking hamburgers with our listener and talking hamburgers a little bit earlier. So let's go ahead and get talking about some more meat here. If you're that person who knocks back two burgers on Labor Day and then goes back for a third, you might be part of this group. A new study at Tulane University found 12% of us are consuming half of all the beef eaten in the U.S. on any given day.
12%?
Yeah. So can anybody is anybody else having trouble wrapping their brain around that one? So that means 1 in 8 Americans are serious meat eaters.
They're all on the Atkins diet.
Yeah, I guess so. even the researchers were surprised so few people are consuming so much meat.
Hmm.
So who are these people eating steaks on steaks on steaks?
Yeah.
Shockingly, it's not women. I'm sarcastic there. And not young people either. The ones most likely to be in that 12% are men and people between the ages of 50 and 65.
Really? That's older than I had thought.
Same. I thought very similar, but I would have gone down to like the 30s.
Like 40.
Yeah, 40s I would have gone even. To the 40. Okay, yeah. So that is a little shocking, especially, look, I am a carnivore, okay? I am not at all telling people to eat less meat or anything like that. But there are plenty of studies that will tell you what red meat can do and how everything in life you have to pace. Everything in life you've got to be careful with.
Yeah, moderation.
Yeah. It was part of a study on the environment impacts of meat. They specifically looked at beef because it was the biggest impact on global emissions, up to 10 times more than chicken.
Yeah.
They say if we can figure out how to target that 12% and just get them to eat less meat, it would have a huge impact.
It would. And that's a small number. 12%. But they're very dedicated to their meat eating, obviously, so I don't know that we'll change that.
No. Unfortunately, and again, I'm a carnivore. I eat a lot of meat myself. But I understand that too much of anything can be bad, not only for my health, but for society.
Yeah.
And with that age range and the way they're eating, I ain't gonna say it, but I think you all can fill in the blanks.
Yeah, you can. So the other thing here,
this may work itself out.
Yes, it might.
And I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want it to sound like I'm wanting that at all.
There's also reality.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Mel. Thank you. That really saved my bacon, huh? See what it does.
So the other thing that we could do here, you know, are some practical things, like capturing cow farts.
Right.
You know, that's obviously a lot of CO2 emissions.
Don't try to do it with your hands, everybody. Don't. It's just the cows tell you that. They're just playing a joke on you.
No. In all seriousness, though, I do think we need to look at other alternatives. Mm-hmm. And I personally think that the cell cultured meats are something that is worth investing in or looking into or just trying to learn more about and become more knowledgeable of. We have a couple companies in the United States that are making progress with cell cultured meats. And the great thing is that it is actual meat.
Right.
But the animals are not harmed. It's not as much of an environmental impact as, you know, farming animals and harvesting them, which is basically what is being done.
I am one of the...
And not always in the greatest of environments.
I'm one of the pickiest eaters you will ever run into. And I've had so many of these alternatives and not been able to tell much of a difference, if any.
And this is the great thing about this. It's not plant-based. It's meat-based.
Right.
Actual meat.
And I went into it skeptical, even with that being said. And I didn't notice a difference. I didn't. And to the plant-based ones that you're talking about there, or even some of the other options like chicken and that, I don't know. Didn't notice much of a difference. I think we can, if you're having hamburgers twice a week, you know, maybe substitute, have it once a week instead. You know, that kind of thing.
And have an alternative the other day of the week.
I don't think anybody's asking anybody to just stop eating meat completely or anything.
No, it would be a win-win, though, for your health and for the environment.
I mean, this is where we've gotten. We're talking about saving the dang planet. and we're lowering the bar on what we're asking of people. Like, we're just asking people to do literally the bare minimum just to keep our planet around. You know, that kind of important thing that we all live on and breathe on and born on and wouldn't be here without it. That whole thing.
Blue and green rock.
I'm actually a little like, we got to go to break because now I'm actually angry that both of you and I, where we've gotten in society, where and it's part our own fault too, though, because first it was you're horrible if you eat meat, you're a horrible person, blah blah blah, and then we kind of flipped that and kind of found a middle ground where we are now. But
it can't all be black and white. There's a lot of gray in life.
We've got to get better about in society when we're doing these things or talking about these things with people and trying to get people to be on a similar side or just in the same, even on the not even on the same page, in the same chapter of the book.
Yeah, or on the same ballpark.
Yeah,
the same ballpark.
Not doing it, talking down to people or badgering people. That doesn't win any argument. No. That doesn't win anybody over. You got to talk to people like you would want to be talked to.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear me use a sports reference?
I did.
I'm trying to use your language, James. I was talk to you on your level.
I was going to text you. I was like, that's a great sports reference, Mel. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Aww. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 78. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 51. Daytime highs approaching 85. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Upper 80s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 90s, mainly sunny Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us. We'll take you right to the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we will kick things off with our good friend Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southwick County Humane Society, in our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that. Shout out to the Humane Society and Current Technology sponsoring the segment. Looking forward to it. Got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day also coming up in that hour. A lot of good things lined up for you. We're also going to get into the weirdest baby names of the last year.
Oh, good.
That should be fun. But right now, are you petty and like to bake? Well, this is for you.
Oh, interesting combo.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just trying there. I don't know if that went that way. So some woman went on Reddit for advice after she was asked to bring a cake to a birthday party for someone she dislikes. Mm. It was for an in-law with a, quote, long history of awful behavior. She wasn't planning to go to the party at all until someone texted the day before and asked her to bring the cake.
The day before?
What the what? Yeah, she said
That's a big heads up.
Yeah, she said she's known for her baking, so that's why they asked. But she didn't want to make a nice cake. She asked Reddit to help her be petty via cake. And here are the best suggestions people came up with.
Oh, boy.
I want your suggestions, Melissa. I want anybody else's out there if you have them. We got all the good ones right here. We'll see. Just buy a cake instead and make sure it's cheap. That was the most popular answer by far. Just go to the grocery store, buy the cheapest cake they have, and leave the price sticker on.
The price sticker. Yeah, that's pretty petty.
Oh, that's good.
Especially because she's known as a good baker.
You know, there's this thing my mother growing up that to this day I have instilled in me that if I get something for somebody, make sure you cross off the price.
Right.
Or rip up
Take
the price.
Take off the
yeah,
tag.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That would drive her even more crazy. Like, I don't know if it would be the cheap cake or that part that would drive her crazy more.
But also, the fact that they only gave her a day's notice, I think that buying a cake would be perfectly acceptable.
I'm not going to have a lot of sympathy for these people. Take it a step further and buy a half a cake, like those half bun cakes grocery store
stuff. Yeah, that you could get a half a cake.
I'm liking this. I'm sorry. I'm not a petty person, but I do love a good joke. Make a cake you know they'll hate.
If somebody doesn't like carrot cake.
There you go. Yeah. If they don't like cream cheese frosting, that kind of thing. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Buy a cake meant for a child, like a Spider-Man cake or something.
Yeah. Barbie.
If you could find a Barney cake, I feel like that would be the best one.
Yeah.
That just seems to be one of the more universal
Teletubbies.
You know. Yes. Oh, that's you topped it. You topped it. That's the one. You got to find a Teletubby cake. Yeah. Cover a cake in candy that makes it gross or hard to eat, like topping it with Skittles or jelly beans. One person suggested. Oh, this. Those are both good suggestions, but Werther's Originals.
Yeah. How could that would.
I want Werther's Originals on a half bundt cake. make a cake, but don't frost it. Someone else said, make a whole cake out of just fondant.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, fondant. It's what you put over pedophores.
Okay. Yeah, I see it now. Yes. I love the 90% of the cake is fondant. It's like this
10% just right. Layers of it.
And be sneakier and more subtle, like misspelling their name or when you write happy birthday, put the word happy in quotes. Oh, that's good. That's the way I would do this. That is my style of comedy, people. Like happy in quotation marks. Like, yeah, happy birthday. I like that. and while I agree with the people up top here that maybe the best thing we had right away, buying a cheap cake and like leaving the price tag on, I still think that might be my favorite. Mm-hmm. This last one ain't bad. Bring salad instead. Then act surprised and say, cake? I thought you said bring salad. I could have swore you said salad. I don't know. Salad, cake, they sound so much alike.
So much alike. Oh, my.
424-2600. I want your suggestions. We're talking petty baking. Revenge baking, almost. I don't know what you'd want to word this, but I'm loving this category.
I mean, I guess you could bring a shake.
That's good. I like that.
Because, you know, it rhymes with cake. I thought you said shake.
Yes. And, but, like, just for one.
Just one.
Yeah, just one. Just one.
From McDonald's.
That's not bad. What about, like a cupcake? Like, there's just a cupcake.
One mini. They do sell those single slices of cake.
You said cake. I thought you said cupcake. And in your defense, you could respond with, who in their right mind would ask somebody to bring a birthday cake a day beforehand?
The day before, yeah.
It would be
this was a bring-your-own-dessert party.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable that I wouldn't get that, you know? Makes sense.
Yeah, bring one cupcake and then eat it in front of them. Yeah, that's
oh, I like that one. Oh, I dig that one. That's good. That is funny. I can't think of any. I can't think of any other suggestions necessarily. So,
steak. Bring a steak.
Ooh, there you go. There you go. Bringing a steak instead isn't a bad idea, mm-hmm. Melissa. That's not bad at all. I like that. I like the idea of just bringing like the most random weird
random
thing you
thing.
Could, though. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Cool noodle.
We'll keep this conversation going. Bring the tail on a donkey. Just like bring a game. Bring something completely useless to them or something like that.
And it's a birthday party. Maybe bring like a baby shower game. So, yes. Like diapers with the melted chocolate candies
in
them.
That's good. That's some good stuff right there. I'm telling you, I don't think the audience
mean
can
streak.
Tell. You've got this macabre side to you that I just love and want to just encourage
just read
more and
too
more.
Much.
Here's a new food mashup that nobody wanted. Taco Bell has teamed up with Mountain Dew to create Mountain Dew Baja Blast Gelato.
I think I'd try that.
It doesn't sound that bad.
No.
They're testing it at one restaurant in Southern California starting today. They priced it at $2.99 with a 3.6-ounce to-go container. The trial run will last 2 weeks. If it's successful, there's a chance they could expand it to more Taco Bell locations, but there aren't any details yet. Taco Bell is, for as much as I like make jokes or whatever or anything, they have gotten really good at, hey, what do you want? Now, they didn't ask Melissa, obviously, like they should have.
Obviously.
But I will say that they really do seem to, they throw a lot of stuff at the menu and, hey, whatever sticks, we'll keep. Mm-hmm. And they go by, you know, sales, obviously, how good things do in sales and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And where most places are, this is what we're serving, take it or leave it. I do admire a restaurant or a fast food place or anybody that does stuff like this. I know that there's a lot of niche restaurants or out there where they change the menus consecutively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I find that is just as fascinating. I find that just as interesting and impressive. I think it's cool to be able to do. I don't have anything against the tried and trues and the fast food restaurants that I visited and you visited out there many, many times. But I really admire that the companies and the restaurants that can do that.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go out on a limb here and say something nice about Taco Bell.
Mm. Wow. Mark it.
Yeah. Make a note. So on their menu, they really don't have any dessert besides the cinnamon twists.
Yeah.
That you can get. They're kind of like churros, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So adding a gelato dessert thing is actually a pretty smart move for them, I think. And obviously Mountain Dew Baja Blast is a very popular alternative Mountain Dew flavor. I think that's the one that's done the best.
To any newer listeners out there, that really does qualify as Melissa being nice. That really does. She's taking some shots, and that was nice. That was nice of you.
Yes. Yeah. Now, just to clarify, my beef with Taco Bell is the fact that they don't sell a burrito that does not have meat in it now that you can get that makes sense without getting the cheese. Because, yes, they have a bean and cheese burrito. Well, what? You take out the cheese and you have what? Bean. Woo. That's an exciting burrito. They got rid of the 7-layer burrito. That was dumb. It's the only thing I went to Taco Bell for. Now I just don't go.
So true. It's so true. I have to be a little look behind the curtain, everybody. We didn't have to do this story, but I had to set
you picked
Mel
it specifically? So, well, you got both. You got me ranting, and I said something nice about Taco Bell.
I appreciate you so much. You're the best. We have been enjoying just as much the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. We are wrapping that up today. August 31st, today is the final day for this. But it doesn't mean that you have to stop donating, obviously. We encourage you to continue to. Thank you so much to everybody that has. The Red Cross told us right away in June, we're low on donations, people. We need your help. Civic Media saw that. They also saw the Red Cross changing some of their rules about who can donate. And we wanted to bring attention to that.
Opening it up to more donors.
Yes. And a big thank you to Civic for taking this initiative, for Earl, for bringing it to us and everything. We appreciate all of our team and our family members at Civic, and we appreciate you being a part of this. You've got a chance here in Stevens Point, 815 to 245 at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. Take a picture when you do that donation. Take a selfie and upload it on social media with the hashtag CivicPints. Get a chance to get some Civic Media gear or brewer tickets, that kind of thing. And most importantly, you're a hero. And Melissa had a perfect idea earlier.
I took the initiative and just said, hey, we here at WFHR and WIRI are going to extend it out until Tuesday because we have a blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday, September 5th. From noon to 5, it's at the McMillan Memorial Library. And if you donate there and take a selfie and upload it to our Facebook page,